Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Officially, the U.S. government holds about 261 million ounces of gold reserves. The last audit of this gold was 64 years ago. However, in testimony to Congress a few years back, the General Counsel for the Federal Reserve testified that all of the gold reported as being in the vaults was actually there. Unfortunately, the sensible follow-up question that should have been asked, but was not, is who has title to the gold in the U.S. government vaults? The question of whether the U.S. government really owns and has possession of its stated reserves is far more important than the public realizes. An acquaintance of mine, Jeffrey Christian, takes credit for promoting the idea in the early 1970s that central banks could earn income off their gold reserves by leasing them. The central bank could, for instance, lease gold to a mining company that would then sell the physical bars to obtain cash flow. Then, as new gold was mined, it would be used to pay back the lease. In doing this, the central bank would not possess the physical gold, though it would still hold title to the ounces. Since the gold bars were melted and transformed, the central bank would not get back the exact same metal at the end of the lease. If this were all that was involved, perhaps reports of central bank gold reserves could be accurate. However, most were required to overstate their holdings. Until a few years ago, the International Monetary Fund required central banks to report as reserves the gold in their custody, whether they owned it or not, and any gold out on lease. If one central bank leased gold to another, which happens a lot, both were required to report the same gold bars as part of their reserves. When Vladimir Putin became Russia's leader, for example, he found that the central bank's vaults held only about 4 million of the reported 16 million ounces of gold reserves. As leases expired, that government then aggressively repatriated their gold reserves. Come back Friday when I detail the extent of this overstatement of central bank gold reserves and why it puts your financial well-being at risk. Here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.